Good afternoon. An upper low that is centered around West Virginia Panhandle early this morning is going to continue to slide eastward and offshore for the day today, and a ridge of high pressure is going to build in behind that. A backdoor cold front is going to be approaching from the north and east as that low slides offshore. That's going to bring some cold air into the region starting from southeast to the northwest in the afternoon and evening. For areas south of I-90, rain showers that were present this morning will gradually come to an end, but you can't quite rule out the chance to hear a rumble of thunder as this cold front clears on through the region. The drier air mass associated with the backdoor cold front will put an end to the rain quickly, and skies will clear rather fast as well. This will be a somewhat chilly night with lows ranging from the upper 30s over western New England to mid 40s in the Hudson and Mohawk Valley. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a strong but slow moving cold front will continue advancing across the Rockies and Plains through the weekend. Moisture inflow and warmer than average temperatures ahead of this front should support thunderstorms throughout much of the plains in particular. Slight risks of severe weather and flash flooding are in place over portions of the plains and into the middle Mississippi Valley over the next couple of days. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are also possible across much of the eastern half of the nation. Another area where potentially severe thunderstorms cause flash flooding could focus today is across northern Illinois in the vicinity of a surface low pressure center. The past 24 hours, lower 48 state temperature extremes ran from a high of 107 at Rio Grande Village in Texas to a low of 16 at just northeast of McGill, Nevada. For those traveling across the northeast today in New York City, showers and possibly some thunderstorms with patchy fog as highs reach near 69. In Boston, mostly cloudy with temperature falling to around 51 by the evening time and windy. And in Buffalo, partly sunny with a high near 75, and we will see the chance for some showers in the afternoon. The Albany, New York climate normals for the day today, the average high is 72, while the average low is 49. The record high of 93 was set back in 1964, while the record low of 36 was set back in 1876 and tied once again in 1967. Today's sunrise was at 5:25 a.m. The sun is set to set at 8:19 p.m. It's a total of 14 hours and 53 minutes of daylight. It's an additional 1 minute and 43 seconds of daylight from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts. For the northern Adirondacks and central northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, we are looking mostly sunny for this afternoon with highs reaching near the mid-70s. For the night tonight, we are looking at mostly clear skies with overnight lows dropping down towards the mid to low 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, we are looking at on and off rain showers this afternoon as highs reach near the upper 70s and near 80 in some spots. Windy as well as this backdoor cold front comes through with gusts as high as around 20 to 25 miles per hour. For the night tonight, rain showers continuing early on, then turning cloudy as overnight lows drop down towards the mid 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, we are looking at mostly cloudy skies with a chance for some showers as highs reach near the low 70s. For the night tonight, we do turn to partly cloudy skies with overnight lows dropping down towards the mid 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, we are looking at a chance for showers early this afternoon, then turning to mostly cloudy skies. Temperatures will start to fall as that backdoor cold front clears out of the region, and for the night tonight, we remain partly cloudy with overnight lows dropping down into the low 40s and a few spots into the upper 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, expect a mix of sun and clouds this afternoon as highs reach near the low 70s. For the night tonight, we do turn to partly cloudy skies as our overnight lows drop down in towards around the mid-40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, High pressure continues to dominate, giving us plenty of sunshine and highs once again reaching into the low 70s. High pressure will be sticking around for all of Memorial Day weekend too, with Memorial Day itself looking partly sunny with a high near 74. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Reed Kisselback.